Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances, they can be confusing, but you don't have to face them alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. Hey, G, today we're still talking about taxes.
We are finished today, however, on taxes. And so today we're going to close up with, honestly, I think all the stuff that we missed.
We had quite a list.
We had a huge agenda of things to get through. And as you know, we get talking and then all of a sudden it's 28 minutes and we're done. And
yes.
So it's really great because at the end of the day, getting through, I think, a really important topic in financial planning that is often overlooked, which is taxes.
Right.
I think it's really important to just take a minute, especially in tax season that we're in right now, say, hey, listen, you can have confidence in this area. You can be sure that, hey, I have a good tax preparer or I need a tax preparer. What are the things I need to bring? What are the questions I need to be asking myself? And then the last couple of weeks, we talked some strategy as to what is the tax form? How does it flow? Mm-hmm. What are some accounts that we can use? And I think today is kind of just a continuation of a lot of that stuff, right? Of just going through, hey, what about an HSA? Like, what is that? How does that work? What about Social Security? We touched on it a little, but let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Required minimum distributions, that's a big one because it changed. And some other things, estate planning I want to touch on and some of that charitable gifting and things. Mm-hmm. But I think ultimately it's still a hugely packed episode of some more stuff, but a good way to kind of round out the month for taxes.
Right, and I want to encourage our viewers and those who are listening to us by radio to go back and listen for the whole month. There were so many nuggets that can really help. And I just really want to stress the fact that as financial planners, this is not about just focusing on what investment you need to buy.
Yeah.
At Crystal Clear Finances, we truly believe in order for you to have confidence for every financial decision, you need to understand how money works. And that's what we spend the time every month. We have a theme of the month and then we dive deep, we go into it. And I am thrilled about our discussion that we've had this month. A lot of people have been helped by it. So thank you, G, because a lot of our listeners don't know that you've got a really strong background in this area.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, and we haven't touched on too much, is because I do come from a tax-heavy planning background, but also because we want to round out all of the planning aspects, the tax projection software that we've referenced a couple times, if I could just take a minute and talk about that, because what we help with, again, we are not CPAs, we're not giving tax advice, and we want you to work with a CPA. Mm-hmm. We love working with CPAs. But I also do want to talk for a moment about how, as a financial planner here at Crystal Clear Finances, we can help with tax planning, because what is often overlooked as taxes as a whole is, where do I stand moving forward? George, I know my accountant can really kind of help me with what I've done for the year and the reporting, and that's all well and good. But, you know, what can I actually do? What proactive steps can I take to move forward? And we say it all the time, better to be proactive about your finances than reactive.
Yes.
And so taxes, I feel like a lot of times people just feel like they're reactive. Like, oh man, it's the year's over, we're done.
What can I do?
Yeah, we're done. But really, I mean, we're in March, right? And we're at the end of March, I can't believe, but we're in March. And so at the end of the day, we have some time to make up some ground. And so we here at Crystal Clear Finances use a tax projection software that I'm pretty well versed in that goes through things like, what are your taxes going to look like for next year? So in 2021, when you file in April of 2022 for 2021's taxes, what is your tax situation looking like? We can actually go ahead and project it. I use your tax return from last year, which now is a perfect time to do it. Use your tax return. I also use your pay stubs. If you're W-2, I can use 1099s as well, although that's a little tougher. And I can also look at things like retirement distributions, Roth conversions is a huge reason why we do this.
Yes.
But really go ahead and project out what your tax situation looks like, for the year now. And if we start to look at that now as we put together your retirement tax transition plan, as we put together your comprehensive plan, we're able to know this big unknown as what is my taxes going to really look like.
Well, we've had so many clients that have found peace where they literally saying, Crystal or G, you know, thank you for sitting down with me. Now I know exactly what to do in the amount for a Roth conversion. We have some that are saying come in and say, I want to know how much income I can take out of my 401k in combination with my Social Security so that I'm not paying this huge tax bill. Show me the amount. And then we're able to dial it down and say, hey, here's the amount. They're happy. They're sleeping good at night because they know what they can expect. It goes back to that confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really big. And if we can take the proactive approach with tax and say, hey, here's what it's going to look like and how we can help plan for things. You know, I think of a case that I've worked on recently where we had a family, really, really tight cash flow situation, paycheck to paycheck. I was like, George, I can't find any taxes anywhere. And I literally asked them, do you get a tax refund? They said, yeah, we get about $5,000 to $6,000 back every year. I said, that's awesome.
But
would you rather, instead of getting a giant check from the IRS at the end of the year, would you rather put that money back in your paycheck over the course of the entire year? Mm-hmm. You can do that through your withholdings.
Right.
My tax software will tell me, hey, this is what we need to change our paycheck to in order to get there. And that's a really key thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or the self-employed individual, real estate professional, right? Mm-hmm. Real estate professionals paid on commissions. Years can be really good and really bad.
Right.
And I have a real estate professional I work closely with who needs to know what his estimated tax payments are every single year. And I can use the tax projection software to say, hey, this is based on the amount of income you've earned so far this year and how much we think you're going to earn for the rest of the year. Here's how much you should be paying every quarter in estimated payments. You know, those are examples of how we can be proactive, and that tax software really helps.
Right. And I want to jump into our subject today, but I just want to make one comment on that, because how many families, instead of living paycheck to paycheck, they're back against the wall. They're stressed about it. Now, because they changed their withholdings, because we were able to walk them through, now life's a little bit easier along the way. They're not getting big returns at the end, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Now they're enjoying life and can enjoy the year instead of that one day when they get their big tax return.
Yeah, totally. No, it's really important, and it's key. So, you know, being proactive with your taxes is much more than just what should I do in my 401k or my IRA. It's all facets of life, and that's where the tax projection software can help. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. We can run through how we do it, what it costs to do it, and it can get you an idea as to what might work best for you.
Okay. So let's turn the tables here a little bit, and let's start talking about Social Security. I know we talked on it briefly, but I just want to talk about, because a lot of people are shocked when they find out you actually got to pay taxes. For many people, they have to pay taxes on the Social Security, which I believe, was actually a tax they took from us to begin with.
You're exactly right.
Yes.
And it's a little crazy that the government wants their cake and eat it too, right? But at
the
end of the day, Social Security is something that we do have to account for, especially in retirement, for taxes.
Right.
And so, yes, you did pay FICA taxes. You paid your 7.65% in FICA taxes, both Medicare and Social Security, over the course of your life. And if you made more than that, you paid another 0.9%. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of money going to FICA taxes, Social Security, and Medicare that's out there. Now, though, that I'm retired and I'm 62 to 70 whenever we decide to take it, and by the way, we can help with that too, we will then have to look at Social Security as income. Now, Social Security is not taxed like ordinary income.
Mm-hmm.
A part of Social Security will be taxed like ordinary income. For some people, it could be up to half of it.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it could be up to 85%
of it. And that's the max.
That's the max, 85%.
Mm-hmm.
But there will most likely be a portion of your Social Security check that will be taxable to you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'll give a piece of advice for free on the radio and people don't know is there is a withholding form for Social Security that you can fill out, a W-4V as in Victor, that you can actually use to help offset your taxes on Social Security that can help with this if you're going to pay taxes on that. That's something that, again, you can work with a CPA and come talk to us about, hey, if I'm making money or if I have income. Now, just to be clear, we are not talking about you earning money and how that affects your Social Security.
No, this is okay. We're not doing W-2 anymore. Okay.
This is your Social Security check can be taxable based upon other income that is out there in the world, like your 401k and IRA distributions and pension and other things. So that is a big difference. We're not talking about earnings limitation. We're talking about tax. But it is important to understand, because unfortunately, your Social Security check could be taxable to you at some capacity.
And I'm really glad you pointed that out, because a lot of times people say, oh no, Crystal, I'm full retirement age. I don't have to be taxed. I'm like, nope, you're thinking about the rule that says if you take it before your full retirement age, there's an earning test. We're talking about after the earning test. See, there's either there's a before tax and there's an after tax. So we're talking about that one.
So taxes on Social versus earnings limitation with Social, two different things.
Yes. So I want to segue into the HSA. Don't know a smooth way to do it except for
You're quizzing me on taxes today. This is good. I
love that. That's what we're going to name this program. The G is being quizzed on taxes. So let's talk about the HSA, because I believe those listening can actually benefit if they can apply this strategy.
Yeah, I'm really glad we're talking about this today because I just didn't get to it in time.
I know. I was writing down everything we missed
on our last program.
Covering that.
But the HSA, in my opinion, is the most taxed advantage vehicle you can put money into.
That's pretty strong.
It is a strong statement, but I can prove it.
All right.
And so here's the way an HSA works. An HSA stands for health savings account.
Okay.
So it has to do with health. So right off the bat, medical, dental, vision, prescription, we're in that world right now.
Long-term health care?
Potentially long-term health care. So the health arena is what we're talking about for the moment. Individuals may have heard of this. It came around, you know, really popular in 2013 and beyond, where if you are under what's called high deductible health care, so if you have a high deductible health plan, if you are on high deductible health care and that's what you have as your health care coverage for the year, your high deductible plan can come with an HSA. A lot of companies nowadays are offering these as options.
Right.
So if you have, you know, a PPO, if you have an EPO, if you have an HMO, chances are you have an HDHP, a high deductible health plan.
Jeez.
That is another option for you. And I would just say this, and we're not going to talk today on determining if you need or don't need high deductible plan. If you do, and if you're on one, and you have an HSA, and you are neglecting to save to it, I would consider saving to it. And here's why. When you put money inside of an HSA, so I'm contributing to it, like I contribute to my 401k or my Roth, or my IRA, if I contribute money to it, if I put money in, the money that I put in is tax deductible. I can either do it from my paycheck, and just like my 401k, it lowers my income, or you can do it outside of payroll, put money into your HSA and tell your tax guy, hey, I can get a deduction for this.
Right.
Now there's limits as to how much you can do. It's a little over $3,000 for individual and more than $6,000 for family, but you can do it. And you have limits you have to hear by. We can go through that personally for your situation. But now I'm able to put money into this health savings account. Here's the greatest part. So it goes in tax-free.
Right.
Pre-tax money. If while the money is in there, I use it for medical bills, I use it to pay my deductible, I use it to pay my dental, my vision costs, my prescription costs, not premiums, just the expenses of the medical, right? If I use it for those things, the money that I put in can also come out tax free.
So let me pause. So you got a tax deduction because you put it in. And as long as you're using it for health expenses, taking it out, now it gets to go tax free.
Correct. So it's tax free going in, tax free going out. This is why it is the greatest tax vehicle. No other account does tax free going in, tax free coming out.
Even a Roth, you have to at least pay your taxes first.
Yep.
Then it goes in and whatever it grows, you can take it out tax free.
Roth is after tax money.
Yeah.
That goes in and is tax-free. An HSA is pre-tax money that goes in and is also tax-free. Now, with the HSA, the cool part about it is I can actually go ahead and invest my dollars inside of an HSA. So most HSAs have custodians, kind of like an investment account, where once I meet a certain criteria, it's usually a couple thousand dollars in it, then I can go ahead and invest like in mutual funds and ETFs and stocks and bonds, and I can have that money grow. So young people listening or watching who really don't have medical expenses and use high deductible health plan because it's really cheap.
Right.
An HSA is amazing because now I can funnel money into this. I can go ahead and invest it. If I need it, I can always use it. But if let's say I don't need it, I can keep putting money in as long as I have high deductible health plan coverage. I can put money in and grow this money and grow this money and grow this money. By the time I'm retired, chances are between now and retirement, you young person will probably have to go see the doctor once or twice in your life, maybe have some kids, and there's some medical bills there too.
Yep.
But the cool part is now I've built up this huge savings vehicle, and I can use it for medical bills later in life, even tax free. So I can literally put money in tax free.
Mm-hmm.
I can grow my money in it tax free, and I can take it out tax free for medical purposes. No other account has that many tax advantages. It's the greatest tax savings vehicle you can use.
Okay, but wait, there's more. Because remember, we deal a lot with individuals that are heading into retirement. They need long-term health care. They are concerned that what happens in life if they have all these illnesses, and they need that long-term health care insurance. Can you use anything that's in that HSA once you are retired for long-term health care?
Yeah, you possibly can too. Absolutely. So again, medical bills with long-term health care, there's always medical bills involved. That can be a help, right? Because if you're going to the doctor, if you're sick and need care, you can use it for those things. Another advantage, another little caveat, is after 65 years old, when you're eligible for Medicare,
mm-hmm.
the money in your HSA can actually be used to pay your Medicare premiums.
That's
so cool. If think about this from a retirement planning perspective, you have the ability to go ahead and actually take money that you're saving pre-tax
mm-hmm.
and take it out as like a whole nother retirement medical account, basically, that I can use to pay Medicare premiums after 65, that I can pay for my prescriptions with. It's a really great vehicle.
And what I love about it is just think, if we start now and get ready for it, how many times, gee, are we sitting down with individuals and their greatest unknown is what will my health care costs be in retirement? But if we can be saying, hey, along the way, you could be using this in conjunction with everything else, that's what I'm telling you. This is about comprehensive financial planning. Fires me up. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more crystal clear finances. Business owners need certified financial planners who understand how growing a business really works. Financial planners who can provide guidance on business structure, taxes, retirement planning, and business succession. Financial planners who believe that investing in your own company instead of just the stock market is actually okay. My name is Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances, and as a certified financial planner, certified business coach, and the owner of my own company, I understand what it takes to build an idea into a successful organization, employing team members and impacting thousands of lives. As we transition into 2021, our economy, how we do business, and the needs of our neighbors are changing. Now more than ever, we need godly, successful business owners to grab hold of their visions, implement proven systems for growth, and bring their business to maturity. If you believe business ownership is right for you, or if you currently run a business and need a certified financial planner who also happens to be a certified business coach, then give us a call at 518-433-7181 or contact us at crystalclearfinances.com. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. And today is Ask G Day, because this is what we've been doing all month long. We have been talking about taxes. We've been learning how we can have confidence. And so, G, I have been firing today one question after another at you, and you're doing really good. So right before the break, we had talked about the HSA, which, what did you say it is?
The greatest tax savings vehicle out there.
And I agree, because when you think about what you can do with it.
Yeah.
So now what we want to do in the remaining time we have together, I'm just going to rapid fire asking you questions in regards to taxes.
Okay.
So RMD, this is an easy softball question to you. Tell me about what you know about the recent changes to the required minimum distribution, which used to be.
Yes. So the big one everybody always knew, right, with qualified plans, 401ks and IRAs, is at 70 and a half years old, I have to start taking distributions from my IRA. Congress recently changed that to 72 years old. So individuals at the 70 mark, mm-hmm. We may be able, well, we now can defer for a couple of years. You still need to definitely talk to us around that time frame, because it's really needed. If you don't take a required minimum distribution, you get hit with a 50% penalty. So you do not want that
don't
to happen.
Don't mess around.
Do not mess around with RMDs. But yes, that's a big change. So 72 versus 70 and a half now. We have a couple more years before we have to.
And if they didn't take it last year during all the COVID and everything,
yes.
breathe. It's going to be okay. We had an exemption for that year.
2020 was a big exemption year period. So.
It was, yes. Yeah. Let's just block that one out. Yeah. All right. So what about the individual who says that they have money that's in their IRA that they don't want to take out for them? How can they give it to an organization or a church?
Sure. So, well, we can always gift money, but money coming from an IRA, and I think hopefully what you're getting at here is qualified charitable distributions.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, that is what I'm going for.
Which is in the, just so you're aware, in the RMD space. So basically, if you're an individual who doesn't want to, doesn't need their RMD, like some of our clients, they're living on their pension, social, and things. Mm-hmm. They're required to take a distribution because they have to because the IRS says so, but they don't need the money.
Right.
And so rather than taking the RMD and paying the taxes, now what we can do instead is take the RMD mm-hmm. and give it to a qualified charity, which is a qualified charitable distribution, get a tax deduction for it because now I'm giving mm-hmm. to charity. So this is really cool for people who attend church, they want to tithe. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you can use your RMD as your tithe because now I can take that as my qualified charitable distribution for the year, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, works out good. And we have a lot of clients that do that. They'll call up and say, hey, I would like to participate in that. So that works good. Annuities. Let's talk annuities. Sure. How are annuities taxed? Because there's confusion on that.
Yes, there is confusion with annuities. So the biggest thing I would say about annuities is you have to determine whether it's a qualified annuity or a non-qualified annuity. So just like we talked about, if you remember back to the episode, we talked about taxable accounts mm-hmm. versus tax deferred and tax free accounts.
I think that was episode 2,
yep,
maybe?
Somewhere in there. It's a little fuzzy now. When we talked all about the difference between what is qualified or non-qualified, mm-hmm. it's the same thing. If I have a qualified annuity, that means it's coming from some sort of tax-deferred vehicle, so it's pre-tax money. Mm-hmm. I can roll it out of my 401k or my IRA into an annuity, it's qualified, mm-hmm. but then when I turn my annuity on, when I actually take money from it and I turn on my income stream for life, that's taxable because it was all pre-tax money. Always remember, the end of the day, the IRS is always going to get their share.
Yeah, follow the money. They will get theirs.
They're going to get it. In a non-qualified annuity, though, that just means that you funded this annuity with after-tax money. Mm-hmm. Because there's after-tax money there, they're not going to double tax you, but the money that your account has grown by, right? So mm-hmm. if I put an annuity in today, but I'm not going to turn it on for 10 years, I could have a non-qualified annuity where only a portion of that annuity will be taxable to me. So when you have an annuity, some people are like, oh, it's all tax-free. Some people are like, oh, it's all taxable. There's really a lot of caveats there, and it depends on the type of annuity you have. It depends on what you're looking to do with that annuity to mm-hmm. determine which one is best.
And on something like that, I would say individuals need to come in and sit down simply mm-hmm. because there's sometimes annuities are appropriate and sometimes they are completely inappropriate. So there's a lot of debate on whether annuities are good or bad. That's not the purpose of today. Yeah, it was just about the discussion of taxes.
Yeah.
All right. One of my favorite vehicles that are out there is cash value, dividend paying life insurance. How does that work in relation to taxes?
Well, Miss Life Insurance Green Tank Queen, as we talk about life insurance, right? Cash value inside of a life insurance mm-hmm. policy that is built correctly.
Yes, that's key.
With the right company and the mm-hmm. right individuals on your side here, folks, those of you watching, are really built in such a way where we can access the cash value while we are alive tax-free. Mm. Now, we do that in the form of a loan, and I don't want to get into all the caveats today because we're coming up on our time pretty shortly.
Right.
But in terms of cash value, we are able to access our cash value while we are alive tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
If we, however, wanted to just surrender the policy, take a full-blown distribution, there may be taxes on that distribution at that time.
That's a good clarification.
Always remember, though, that your death benefit that your heirs receive, your loved ones, spouse, kids, charity, whoever, is tax-free. So life insurance, death benefit's tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
The cash value can be tax-free when done the right way, which we do all the time.
Right.
It's really important. But there can potentially be some taxes there. So it's one of those, come talk to us, make sure it's set up the right way.
Yes.
You're using the cash value the right way so you can take advantage of the tax rules.
One of the saddest things that I see is individuals will come in and they'll say, I got one of those green tanks, those whole, you know, cash value life insurance, and they're so excited about it, and they show it to me, and inside my heart just goes, oh, because it wasn't set up properly. Yeah. So we really want to make sure when you do something like that, and a lot of times we'll sit down, we'll present it with individuals, let them go home and think about it, and then come in and say, okay, let's put this in place and do it properly.
Yeah, and I'll just say one more thing, because as CFPs, and we do this from a financial planning perspective, mm-hmm. I have discussions all the time with clients. I literally am doing this right now. I'm reviewing his life insurance policies to see if there's a better option out there. And if there is, I present it as an option. And if there's not, I am not here pressured to sell a policy. So
no.
I think it's good to come into an office like ours simply because there is no pressure for me to sell you a life insurance policy. I'm not here for that. I'm here to make sure that your life insurance is doing the best for you.
Exactly. Every piece of the financial plan working hard.
Yeah.
All right. So would you like to introduce the worst tax of all, since you've already talked about the best tax-free vehicle of all? So let's talk about the worst tax of all.
The worst tax of all time, in my opinion, is estate tax.
Tell us why.
For most people, as current law stands today, which is a big as current law stands today.
Huge disclaimer.
Yes, because this is something that gets changed all the time. Estate tax is a tax that basically says upon passing away,
mm-hmm.
all of the money that you leave to your children, pretty much anybody but a spouse, all of the money you leave to your children, other heirs, family members, businesses, charities, potentially whoever, any money you leave is subject to a 40% tax. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, it's the worst tax of all time. You've been paying taxes your entire life on all the money you've ever made. Why is the government able to tax you again? I'm not here to go there, but at the end of the day,
kind of.
It's the worst tax of all time. Now, that doesn't apply to a lot of people because as it stands right now, there is an exclusion mm-hmm. to that tax. The exclusion is over $11.5 million, meaning if I die with less than $11.5 million, I'm fine. I don't have to worry about paying the 40%. If I have more than that in my estate, then I might have to worry. But here's why we bring it up as a caution, because this estate tax exclusion is under scrutiny with every Congress. Every single Congress has always looked at this as changing this number. In fact, there were some politicians that are in control at the moment who are looking to go after this to see if they can take away those exclusions. That would basically mean forget your $11 million exclusion, forget your $5 million exclusion, your $3 million. We literally could get to a place where if I die, all of my assets are subject to tax. And people don't ever want to talk about it, but that's the worst tax of all time, and we have to plan for that. Again, mm-hmm. as current law stands, not a problem.
Hey, up to $11 million.
But I have seen this in my short career of 7 years in the industry. I've seen it change three times. So this is something that changes all the time.
Yes. And if they're looking to raise taxes, if they're looking to find money, create revenue for the government, this would be a place that they would be looking at. Well, I'm looking at the list, but I'm also looking at the clock and realizing, okay, no more questions for G.
Phew.
You did phenomenal. This was such a great month. I mean, we made taxes, well, I don't want to say we made taxes fun, but we made taxes interesting where people can look at taxes, understand how they work, and have confidence to know, okay, I'm making the right financial decisions, which is exactly what we're all about.
Yep.
So any closing thoughts before we end for today?
I would just say at the end of the day, taxes are often overlooked, and we want to sit here and say, listen, we're an office that brings taxes to the table. Mm-hmm. We're not better than, nor are we replacing your CPA.
Nope.
We're not giving tax advice, but we are wanting to work alongside you and your CPA. We want to bring planning to the prep.
Yes.
And if we can go ahead and bring some tax planning, bring some clarity to this area as you make your life decisions, taxes, that is such an unknown, does not have to be an unknown, mm-hmm. and that comes with good financial planners. So give us a call, and I'd be more than happy to answer some of your tax questions.
Thank you, G, so much for being here. And yeah. I want to thank our listeners for joining us, and those of you viewing online, I want to encourage you to hit subscribe so that you can be notified every time we open our mouths with good information for you. And if you would like to sit down and go over your tax transition plan, give us a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.